Welcome, listeners from planet Earth. This is the In Memory of John Peel show with me, Zaf Mann, in association with KFFP Freeform Portland Radio. And yes, I'll just adjust something here. Well, the days when we could say new music from the fall may be over. Sadly, but new music from Echolocation, we can say that, and indeed new music from Scott Johnson, no less. So lots to look forward to in the show today, and new music in fact from several other people, but most of them you won't have heard of. Now, yes, we're going to do this. I've only prepared a few things today and I've got a lot of things to choose from, but I like to open the show with a whiz. And here is Wood and Wire with Summertime Rolls. Label is Blue Corn Music and the album is North of Despair. That's Summertime Rolls by Wood and Wire. Now, Christine Hirsch is one of the greats of enduring greats of rock and roll. She's touring extensively at the moment, and so I want to play you this off of her latest album, Wire at the Coyote Palace. It's Hemingway's Tale.
Swastika trees and spitting in the wind. Cold war, hot war, peace, another lesson we don't need. Another lesson we don't need. Swimming to normal, hemming waves till oxygen. Halfway down the rock, shatter my fingers and my heart. Another ending we won't start.
Come on over, baby, there's a
That's the wonderful Swede Sarah Aspring, who goes under the name El Perro del Mar. And that's not from her latest album. That's actually from an album 10 years ago. I had some strange things happening this week where some old albums appeared in my pile of new stuff. I don't know how or why. But anyway, I thought I'd play it because I love that song. And the album's good. It's called, it's called El Perro del Mar. It was the first one. But she's got a new one out. I'll go and investigate that and bring that to you if it's good enough. All right, now, something that's definitely new is this by Scott Johnson. If you don't know who Scott Johnson is, you really should. He's up there amongst the top of the inventive league. Steve Reich is very well known. He's of the same caliber. Anyway, I played him many years ago, and he's back with a new album called Mind Out of Matter, which involves him and... Dennett, that's right, that's the name of the bloke, the thinker, Daniel Dennett. He has taken his words and, as usual, done strange things matching the music to it. They were his winners.
You can't get them out of your head.
So we have competition. We have competition for rehearsal space in the brains. What makes one of these invisible agents more memorable, more unforgettable than others? Unforgettable. Unforgettable. We have competition for rehearsal space. Competition in the brains. And the result is a bunch of winners that win that competition. We have winners that win that competition. Those are the local denizens of Superstition Land. In each human culture. Imps, goblins, fairies, gods, leprechauns. Now, that's not religion. That's superstition. But these creatures of superstition are the ancestors of the gods of religion. Now, what are these winners for? What these winners are for What these winners are for occupying the minds they find themselves in. Occupying the minds they find themselves in. And they're very good at that. They're better than the competition.
You stand out. You started laughing. You started me dreaming. You started something. You started something. You stayed away too long. You stayed on my mind. You stepped into my life. You stepped out of a dream. You stepped out of a dream. You stepped out of a dream. You still get to me. You still got it. You still move me. You still want me. You stole my heart. You stopped loving me. You sure got this old redneck feeling blue. You sure know how to party. You sure know how to use the things you use. You sure love to ball. You sure make cheating seem easy. You sure tell it like it is, George Jones. You take a little bit of it home. You take me for granted. You take me to heaven. You take me up. You take my breath away. You take my breath away. You take my heart away. You take my heart home with you. You take my heart home with you one piece at a time. You talk just like my mom. You talk that talk. You talk too much. You talk too much. You talk too much. You taught me to love again. You taught my heart to sing. You tear me up. You tell them, Ivory. You tell me. You tell me. You tell me. You tell me that I'm falling down. You tell me why. You tell me your dream, I'll tell you mine. You, the night and the music. You think I still care. You think I'm crazy. You think you're tough. You thought. You threw your love on me too strong. You thrill me. You told him. You told me. You told me, baby. You told me you care. You too. You too. You took advantage of me. You took advantage of me. You took all the rambling out of me. You took everything but me. You took her off my hands. You took me all the way. You took me in the name of love. You took my heart. You took my heart away. You took my heart by surprise. You took my life away. You took my love. You took my money. You took the best part of me. You took the words right out of my heart. You took the words right out of my mouth. You touched my life. You touched my life.
Well, recently I discovered this amazing woman, Pamela Z, or Pamela Z, she's also a mezzo-soprano, apart from a writer and creator of this kind of complex musical structures. That one's called Pop Titles You, and it's off an album called A Delay Is Better, which I have in my hands, and it's the only one she's ever released, and that's another one that confused me, because it's from 2004, but they sent it to me last couple of weeks. And there's one other thing she's made even longer ago. It was a cassette and it was called Echolocation. Coincidences abound, because that's the name of the band and the new release, the next song, Do the Right Thing. It's actually a pre-release leaked to me, so we don't know what the name of the album is yet. It says on it March Masters, but I think that means the masters that were produced in March. But it'd be a good name, good title, wouldn't it? March Masters. Anyway, Echolocation, Do the Right Thing. Thank you. bed.
Thank you.
That was Kini, K-I-N-I, from an album called I2 Overflow/Doo Doo Play. Doesn't make much sense to me, but anyway, that's called Memory Bits. Very nice, it is too. Now, we played to Idols last week for the first time, and the only other track I have by them is what I'm going to play you next. It's called Heal, Heal, spelt in two different ways, and I haven't got the album yet, lads. If you can work out how to do that, get it to me. Thanks.
Song, marching to the beat of someone's drum.
A very long fade out on this one. So that was the Idiot Society with a different scene from the album Skin Gods. And if you missed any of the show, as I did, go figure. No, I had to catch the tea lady a much needed cup of tea. But if you miss any of the show, you can get the podcast at inmemoryofjohnpeel.com and also the playlists and past podcasts there as well, like last year's Festive 51 and all kinds of other exciting things. And another exciting thing might come up in the summer if I decide to do it every 4 years, the World Cup of Music, maybe. If so, then this might be in it, which because this is rare music on the show from Tunisia. ML Matlouli, something like that. Anyway, she's got a great album called Insanity, and this is Kadesh.
قداش قداش تيارت هدمت قداش قداش من حياتي تسرقت قداش قداش من قلوب تهجرت قداش من قلب حزين قداش قداش ناس كذبت قداش قداش صغار تقتلت قداش قداش أفكار تردمت قداش بكيت من عين قداش قداش ارزاق اتقطعت قداش قداش من ودي نجحت قداش من ريش اتقارت قداش من حلم صارت
Thank you.
and I believe they're from Mexico. That's Sonido Gallo Negro with Danzón Fiquero. And the album is called Mambo Cosmico. Worth getting that one. Right, now, yes, next up, Gloria. And this might at first seem like some pre-punk throwback from the early 70s, but it's got some strangeness about it as well. This is Mama Milka.
Wonderful. Wonder why. Hostile. Well, you seem hostile.
I'm just listening to you. I'm listening to what you're saying to me, and it, and,
Mr.
I mean,
Frank, can I quote a good friend of mine?
Sure.
His name was Rodney King. He was severely beaten by four white policemen on a routine traffic stop. When he was beaten, the world broke out in riots. They were righteously indignant. He said to everyone, "Can't we all just get along?" That's something that I think about every day. Every day. Now I say to you, Mr. Frank, can you and I just get along?
When do you know that he's present, and when do you know that he's absent, even though he is present?
He is always present, yet sometimes his absence results in a cold feeling of the soul. And that's when God has...
But he's still present.
He is always there.
He's always there.
Always.
But sometimes he leaves.
Isn't that a beautiful, mysterious, wonderful thing?
So he is there.
He is always. There is not a time when he is not there, when his presence is not around you.
But then he leaves.
But then he leaves sometimes.
But he's still there.
He goes off on his own to do something for him.
But he's still there.
But he is still there.
The amazing Joe Frank there. I wish I knew the bloke he was chatting with, who often works with. That's Minister from show Jam. Joe Frank passed away last month, a couple of days before Marky Smith. Right, we've still got time, I think, for, yes, Sir Robert Orange Peel has a new one out, Europeans in Australia.
Because the lifestyle is very relaxed, you tend to find the offices that you work in are far more laid back than an office in London. And they feel a lot less frazzled and a lot less stressed if they've, you know, gone to work driving down, you know, a beautiful river with a gorgeous view than being trapped on a tube for 2 hours in the morning. So people tend to be a lot more relaxed. The culture there, it's beaches, it's outdoorsy, it's sport related, really heavily sport related. But it just is a very different environment from London. At the time I was living in a one-bedroomed apartment with my partner, and it had like an ensuite bathroom, big, you know, an ensuite bathroom and a separate bathroom, and then a big balcony as well, and we were paying the equivalent of, I think, £65 a week. You didn't pay as much on rent, which was, you know, a big, particularly when you're used to being from London, it's a really big saving. But then other things were far more expensive than it is in the UK. Shop at supermarkets, you'd always make the effort to go to farmers markets or go buy locally, because going to the big supermarkets like Coles and Woolworths, they're just so expensive, and the food you got a lot of the time is really poor quality, so you try and get it at source. I think you have to sort of think about what it is you want from your life, because I think, you know, if you love sport and you love beaches and you love hot weather, you're never going to want to leave. You're going to want to stay there for your whole life and think it's the most amazing place. You know, that doesn't suit everybody. Everybody, you know, other people have different, you know, ambitions and things themselves, and I think you know, depending on your personality type, it's not necessarily going to suit you. But it is, as a city, it's beautiful, and I can see why. I've got friends that, you know, that have gone out there and stayed there and love it and wouldn't want to be anywhere else. But it just, you know, it's not for everybody.
And that's not for me either. That's, well, I like the music. Well, if it's music. Sir Robert Orange Peel, anyway. That's it for this In Memory of John Peel show. Thank you for listening. And please do go to the Patreon site, Patreon, and contribute to the show if you can. Zapman Music. Bye for now.